Now, three stories from three different former Redskins. Pat Fisher came to the Redskins in 1968 as one of the NFL's first free agents, and he was a Pro Bowler when he came to Washington from St. Louis. We'll let Pat pick up the story from there.
Oh, yes. Oh, dear. When they brought in Lombardi, are you kidding? Winning is everything for him, and he changed an attitude of not of a, the group. Listen, you weren't going to be around there unless your attitude changed and your commitment to the game and to the team. I'm using language. Where did I get it? That's Lombardi. You remember everything he would, because he was also a teacher. And the philosophies, of life. I mean, he was teaching you how to behave and belong and succeed. So what's wrong with that? I thought that was pretty good.
How great was that year, and how bad was it when he fell ill and passed away after a single year at the head coaching position?
Well, if you look at all of those who surrounded him during that period, all the Green Bay Packers, for example, he just had the admiration of not only a community, but everyone throughout the country recognized Coach Lombardi and the Green Bay Packers and his theories theory on success and how you achieve things and what you have to be thinking about. It's the thought process.
Brig Owens was one of the leaders of this football team before Lombardi arrived in 1969, and when he saw the coach show up, he knew things had changed. Is this man, Brig Owens, one of the greatest to ever wear the burgundy and gold, as our guest? You guys fell in love with your head coach, and then he was gone.
Yes, he was gone. It was just, it happened so quickly. And matter of fact, we at one point in time, we were on player strike. And Lombardi had, we had arranged to use the facilities at Georgetown University. And right. He was
in the hospital there.
His room was, he had a window so he could see us practicing.
Oh, man.
All right? And he'd come down there once in a while and say, you know, he'd look around and make sure everyone was there. And he said, no one better not cross that line. If they cross the line, they won't be watching Redskins. And Brig knew the way you. I was a player, rather. He said, Brig knew the way you. But he made us more of ourselves. He made us really reach down and deal with who we were and what we were all about. And made us proud to be the Washington Redskins players. And he brought us together as a team. We found out that he had passed away. Everett Bennett Williams, who was the president of the Redskins at the time, was up to New York for the services.
Charlie Taylor would join the Redskins in 1964, the same year as Sonny Jurgensen. And Lombardi would have a big impact on this future Hall of Fame wide receiver. All right, so you got Bill McPeak.
Yeah.
And you got Otto Graham, a guy who you really didn't understand why he pointed you out years before.
I have no idea.
And you guys aren't winning. And here comes the great Vince Lombardi, who everybody knew from Green Bay. What was your initial reaction?
I was just honored to be on the field with the guy. You know, I'd seen some of his teams and knew that he didn't take any BS. He wanted quality, and just happy to have him on board, yeah.
How long did it take you guys to buy in to his philosophy? And it actually ended up paying off. But did it take any selling, or it was Lombardi?
It was just Lombardi. Hey, day one, he come in and say, "Mister, my time is 15 minutes early," and we knew you are not late to a meeting. If you're there 15 minutes before, you're all right, you're cool. But you come at 5, and the meeting's at 5, you're late. And we had a kid in here. We drafted a guy, Ray McDonald, big running back.
Sure, running back, yeah.
And he got confused at where we were meeting after lunch. And you could hear him running down the hall. The flip-flops were popping. And he was coming down and realized where we were. Walked in a meeting. Coach Lombardi said, "Report to the Roanoke Buffalo, somebody." Just cut him right there.
Wow.
And that was enough to say, whoa, everybody else went, whoa. And then straighten up.
You know, you just used the word that Sam used all the time, Mister. and that was something that Lombardi, did Lombardi call everybody Mister?
Yeah,
and what kind of relationship did you have with Lombardi?
ever then we were pretty close because I remember playing Pittsburgh and I got hit in the mouth and they went in there, ready to stitch me back up, and Coach Lombardi held one hand and his priest held the other hand. And I'm going, whoa, this ain't knocking handle. Yeah, I got Lombardi and Father Sweden on one side and Lombardi on another. I'm covered. Yeah. I had a chance, you know, I just got along well with him. I had no problem. Because there was ways to deal with what, like the down and ups, they're tough. But the place to be on the down and ups is right in front of the coach. He's right here and I'm right here. That's the best place to be. Because he's looking over me to see who what doing it right. And he never, and I'm all into it, you know, I'm doing it, yeah.
You're a smart guy, Charlie. You're
and,
a smart guy.
And on top of that, according to Paul Horney, who I talk to quite often, the man, we got along well. And he just did what he did. He said, you're dummy this week, don't even worry about it. We want you to run down here, you know. And I would, you know, without arguing about it, you ain't throwing me the ball. I know you're not going to throw it to me. That's not my job this week.
Let me ask you this. He was hard on people physically, but the mental side of the game, he got you guys to believe you could win.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what his number one deal was. One team, one call, one unit. And that was it. And his wife, she was just as involved as he was. She brought the wives together. There was no nitpicking about your husband did that and did this. No, we'd all meet after the game, have dinner together.
How tragic was it? Tell me your feelings, because you only had 1 year with him.
Unreal. I had a chance. He called me. I'm in Dallas, and he called me. Say, meet me in Miami. I go, Coach, what? And, you know, meet me in Miami. Take it this, you know. I get over, we do a Rapid Shave commercial. I go, Coach, you sure you want me? He go, I call you then. And I think it ran for a little while.
You feel cheated that Sonny says it was the best year he ever had.
It was, man. I mean, you know, we would put basic stuff in and it would work. Like the sweep, Green Bay sweep, it's gonna work. And he was such a, I don't know what you call this, but he's a guy that he knew from some other team. They stopped by practice. He'll, hey, come on and show him how to run this week. And the guy would come off the street, get down and run this week. Then he'd go, all right, I'll talk to you later.